Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Surprise! Hi, lovely listeners. I am here with a surprise episode just for you because I had the wonderful opportunity to speak with an extra guest this week. And this isn't just any guest. I mean, she is an icon. She is killing it. She has a huge fan base. People love her. I am talking about none other than Sofia Reyes. Sofia is a Mexican singer and songwriter who has received multiple awards and nominations throughout her career. Among these are 2 Latin American Music Award nominations, 4 MTV Europe Music Award nominations, and a Latin Grammy Award nomination for Best New Artist. Sofia has deservedly reached international fame. I mean, her music is a commercial success around the world. On YouTube, she has amassed more than 1 billion views and more than 2 billion global streams across all streaming platforms. Since releasing her debut album, Louder, in 2017, Sofia has proven her versatility as a global pop star. She solidifies this top position in Latin pop music with her new album, Mal de Amores. I had the privilege of speaking to Sofia about her new projects, family, and all the things under the kindness sun. As always, be sure to stay tuned after the interview for a special kindness tip. Without further ado, please enjoy the incredibly kind Sofia Reyes. Hi.
How are you? Good to meet you.
I'm doing well. It's awesome to meet you too. I'm so excited to talk to you today.
Same, same. Where are you?
I'm actually in Connecticut, like just outside of New York City.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm in Mexico, Monterrey.
Ah.
Parents' house. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice to be with family.
Yeah.
That must be so beautiful right now, especially in this crazy world, just to like be with your people.
I swear. No, I try to come every 2 months and, you know, connect with my parents and my brothers and my grandmas and stuff.
Oh, so, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I love that. And you're busy. You are busy. The fact that you're fitting it in there is like super admirable.
I know. I question myself, like, how it works. No, I've been here, but also working and stuff. I have a shoot tomorrow as well. But I love it. I think it's important, you know, to see my parents and my brothers, and especially since I've been living in LA for 10 years. So I try, you know.
Yeah.
Try to balance things out. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I feel like I just saw you because you just killed it on stage at the Latin American Music Awards. Oh, that was fire.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It seemed like it. And I think that those are the best performances when you can tell people are having fun. We have fun watching, which is so wonderful. I'd make a pretty strong bet that I'm not the only person that's complimented you on that or in general. I'm quite sure you get compliments all the time because you're an amazing person. So I would love to know. I'm just curious because sometimes it's weird to get compliments. How do you feel like you are at receiving them?
I feel like growing up, I was really bad at it. You know, I would get super uncomfortable for some reason, like shy, I guess. But now I take them, you know, I'm like, thank you, I'll, you know, I take them. I've been working on that with my psychologist, I swear. I swear, it's a thing.
That's so healthy.
It's healthy, you know, it's good to receive and, you know, and obviously give. But I had fun in this performance. We released that song that day, you know, it was the first time we were performing together. And it's a song that I really liked. So I feel like my whole message, and also with Esteban, was like, let's just have fun and enjoy it. And I felt very present. So yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And all of that really ties in perfectly to what this podcast is about, which is kindness and kindness in the arts. And so just before we get started, I would love to know, what is your definition of kindness?
My definition of kindness. That's very cute. I love it.
It's kind of a big question, but you seem like a very kind person.
Thank you. It's a big one. I mean, I feel like it all starts with ourselves. I mean, I don't want it to sound cliche, but what comes to my mind is how important it is to be kind to ourselves, you know? I feel like sometimes I catch myself being like, oh, my arm, or oh, I gained weight, or ah, oh, this looks awful. Oh, I don't look pretty today, or whatever. And I feel like I'm the person that speaks to myself like I'm very tough sometimes, you know, and I realize that I'm not the only one. So I feel like starting from there, I feel like it's important to be aware of those things and be more kind. But like, okay, what is kindness? I'm trying to, that's a great question. Because obviously what comes to my mind is being there for others, you know, being compassionate, being giving, being just like there, I guess. But I don't know if that's the answer to the question.
I love all of that. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said awareness too, because with everything in life, it's sort of like if you're not aware of the way you're coming across or aware of the way other people are and what they're going through, really, you can't get very far. So
empathy and compassion, right? I feel like connecting with that is so important, but I don't think you can connect with that if you haven't connected with your own love or your own kindness. That's, you know, what I was trying to, because we can talk about empathy, but like to really feel it, you know, for others, and to really, that's another thing, you know. That's a beautiful question. It's gonna keep me, it's homework for me, you know. I love it.
Yeah, well, listen, if you have a follow-up, let me know. But I think what you said was amazing, and it comes across in your music and your art, and that's really what I admire about you, is that you clearly lead with such authenticity and come from a place that's rooted in love and love for yourself and what you do. And I think that's why you're so successful in a lot of ways. And from such a young age, it seemed like, you know, uploading those videos, you just believed in yourself, which is, that's so hard, Sophia. It can be so hard to believe in yourself, right?
Super hard.
How did you do that?
I feel like we always say, like, believe in yourself. That's the number one thing. And it's yes, but it's easier said than done. In my case, it took many years, you know. I feel like it takes me back to when I was a child. I always believed in myself big time. It's like, I'm the greatest singer. I want to act. I can do this and that. I create and I do this with my hands and I create jewelry and whatever it is. But I was always like, I can do it, you know, and I believe in myself. And then I am very lucky because my parents also believed in myself always. They're very like, yeah, they're like my biggest supporters. And that's something that I've like value a lot, because I know that it's not a common thing, you know? So I definitely feel very, very grateful for that. And I feel like that's, for me, the number one thing. And then growing up, when you become a teenager, whatever, more insecurities start showing up, you know? And then we care so much about what other people think about us, and then we just like completely lose that confidence, you know, of like believing in ourselves. And then in my case, I was a part of this girl band. It was like I did a casting for it, whatever. I was there for a year and a half, and I stopped believing in myself, you know, because the project was a project that was completely, how can I explain it? I felt like for me to do music, I had to be in this place, you know, I had to make this type of music, I had to dress this way, I had to do certain things that didn't connect with who I was. And so when I quit the group, my dreams fell off and I felt like, this is it, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sing again, if I'm going to have more opportunities, maybe I'm not good enough. And I started questioning all these things. And then that's when I lost that confidence. And my parents were there for me. And they were like, no, 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 you can do this. You know, we believe in you and all of that. So what I'm saying is, it's not, it would be a lie if I told you I've always believed in myself. And because no, you know, it came in waves. And after that, well, working on myself and that, working on myself took me years. And I feel like that's key. When you realize that you can do anything you want, and when it comes, if it comes from a good place, a place of love, and from the heart with good intentions, everything just starts working for you, you know? And when I started realizing that and actually seeing it in a way of like manifestation in a very fast, intense way, I was like, wow, I'm capable to do it all. And I can do it. And I am, you know, all these things. But it took me years. It's not a one day to another.
No, that mindset is so important. And I think just our listeners hearing you say that, someone who people look up to, is super helpful, because we think, we see some people on social media and Instagram with these beautiful photos and these pictures. And, you know, it's hard not to think these people don't go through things like that. So thank you for opening up, because that's going to help people.
Of course. And I think it's so important that we share ourselves just like that, you know. I feel like more and more, like with time, artists and just people in, like, we're all talking about mental health and like vulnerability and like all these things, and we're being more honest, and I feel like that's very, very important. It's also, growing up, we had the idea of like a pop singer is perfect, you know, and has the perfect life, the perfect body, no issues, just like, and it's like we're all human, and it's so important that we just share ourselves as we are, and the good and the bad and whatever it is. And for me, that's important. That's something that I've been working on, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't try to fit yourself into a mold, because I just feel like that never works out for people. And,
Yeah,
it's so true.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But I guess as your career was progressing, and, you know, as your life was getting bigger and brighter, do any acts of kindness stand out to you that you feel like there was someone, I'm sure there were a lot, but maybe just one that comes to mind, and a story you could share about somebody that did something that you feel like totally changed your life and got you where you are?
That's a great question. I mean, so many. Great question. I feel... what came to my mind is an ex-boyfriend, you know. His family is very loving. They're Christians. but that, like, I feel like an act of kindness was to plant certain seeds, you know? I feel like when I started dating him, I was more insecure and I was more of like a toxic person, I guess. Not like super toxic, but I was like 19 and I was, you know, I would focus on things that didn't have value at all and all that stuff. And I feel like he planted certain seeds and that helped me out so much. I'm thinking of situations. I feel like I've been around so many.
That's awesome, though, that he kind of planted the seeds to help you grow.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people wouldn't admit something like that. And I think, listen, when we're all young, that's what life is. It's learning. It's not just getting to this place of being perfect and like sentient and feeling at peace. You're never going to get there. You just got to keep going and working. And
exactly. I feel like, I mean, many, many. Obviously, my parents all the time, they do all these acts of kindness. And my psychologist also, she has been planting so many seeds for me. And you know, friends that are like, maybe you're struggling at some point and they're like, I'll do this for you. You know, I'll pay for this, or I'll invite you to this event or whatever. Or like, even I'm thinking like, I don't know, I admire this artist and someone surprises you and they take you to this concert and that might change your life. And like all these little details that I feel like come from this act of kindness. It's important to value them. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So many things came to my mind.
Well, listen, you could always, if one comes to mind, please tell me. But I think that's awesome. And it's so true, because kindness is just little things. It's not donating $10 million to an organization. Exactly. You know, it's these little things that make a big change. And one person, this is going to be a seriously clunky transition, but bear with me. One person that I think is super kind, who I've gotten the privilege to talk with before, is your new friend, Danny, who you're working on this incredible campaign with Tostitos.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I've said, I've met him before and he just seems like such a kind person. And obviously he's a huge icon in the industry.
Yeah.
So what was it like to team up with him and celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Honestly, an honor. You know, I wanted to work with him for a while. And I got to meet him through Tostitos with this amazing project, this amazing campaign. And we got to talk at some point. We had this little break and we were just talking about life. And I asked him, like, how do you get into the acting? And he told me all his life, which has been a life, you know, like he's been through a lot of things. And he told me that when you do things out of love and when you do things with the intention of being in service to others, that's when things start working out in life. It's just like, that's where you should be, you know, always. And things just happen. And that's when he was like, that's when the acting opportunities and other things started going on. You know, I was doing these things and I was, you know, and that really caught my attention. And I thought that was very beautiful. And that is key, you know, that is definitely key.
Yeah. Everyone, please rewind that. I'm going to like put that on a t-shirt and hang it on my wall. That's so beautiful.
Beautiful.
And out of love and respect for you, I'm jumping ahead in my questions because I want to respect your time. So if you're down to play, I have a surprise game.
I'm down.
It's not much of a game, honestly, Sophia. It's just kind of, it's kind of a gift in a way. It's called the compliment game.
Okay.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way. It's the compliment game on the AOK. It's the compliment game. Bump. And so basically I reached out to some people in your life for a compliment or a statement about what they love about you. And I'm going to read it to you and you just have to guess who said it.
Okay, I love it. I hope I don't cry because I'm so sentimental.
Oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, you have a lot of people who love you, so it might be hard, but I have some hints. You can ask me yes or no questions. I have a few hints.
Okay.
So it's just a testament to you.
Okay.
Anyway, shut up, Robert. Okay, I'm going to read you. Okay. Sophia is one of the kindest, most loving souls I've ever met. She is free-spirited and has the cutest, most contagious laughter. She is so beautiful. I actually find it quite annoying.
Is this people I know? Like close?
I believe so, yeah.
I don't know why I feel like this is Sara Duru, maybe? Or no?
I can give you a clue.
Okay.
The clue is, and she said it would give it away maybe, is hair.
Okay, this is Sara Tintari, right? Or Cher.
Cherilyn Suzette. Yeah.
I love her. That's so cute. Okay, I love her.
She was so excited and she got right back and she was like, I can send more if you want. So Cher.
I'm gonna text her. I'm gonna text them all.
Oh. Okay, and then this is your second one. This one's actually from two people, so it's a combined statement, which is kind of a hint. Okay.
Okay. Which I kind of know. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I should set the end. Damn. Okay. Anyway. Soph is the warmest energy you will ever find. Her heart is so big that being close to her always feels like home. Hanging out at her house with a matcha, just talking about life is one of my favorite things to do in my life, or our favorite things to do.
With a matcha? So maybe it's Ashley and Letty?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I love them. You said matcha and I was like, that's Letty right there. She loves matcha. No, I love them so much. I learned so much from them.
They have their own podcast.
Yes. Do you speak Spanish as well or no?
Un poco. Not a lot.
Nada.
Yeah, no.
You have a great podcast as well. It's very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, so much love to you. I'm so grateful I got to speak with you. If you wouldn't mind just leaving us with a tangible kindness tip or something you think listeners can do just on the regular to try and make the world a little bit better.
Definitely. I feel that when you feel something, like complimenting someone can change that person's day. You know, if you're like walking down the street and you see someone's outfit and you really like it, instead of keeping it just for yourself and being able to be like, hey, you look amazing. You know, I love what you're wearing. That can be something that really changes that person's day or life, even confidence. You never know. And I believe in those seeds. I feel like we cannot step in people's like journeys. As you said, we're all here learning and we have our paths and our timings and stuff. But what we can do is like plant certain seeds of kindness. And I feel like that is already the biggest change, you know? Mm. So that is my
I love thing. That. Is seeds of kindness going to be a new song? I don't know. Maybe just saying.
Kindness.
I think that's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
That's what I believe. Thank you.
I believe in that too. I thank you so much just for being you and being someone that people can really look up to and as a positive influence in this crazy business. So thank you for that. And thank you for talking to me today.
No, I loved meeting you. You have a beautiful energy as well.
Oh,
it
thank
makes sense
you.
Why you're doing this. You know, it's beautiful. So thank you.
I know. I'm like, can I even speak? I don't know. Why do I have a podcast? No, but this was so much fun. And I hope you have a great time with your family.
Thank you so much. I will. I will enjoy and hopefully I'll get to meet you in person.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
Far, far away, but hopefully.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. We'll put it out there.
Take care.
And so much love. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. Ah, oh, how lovely was Sophia? It was honestly such a joyful Zoom room. I could feel her positive energy just radiating through the screen, and I feel so grateful to have gotten the chance to speak to her. And I thank everyone at Ketchum for making it happen. Yay! Surprise bonus episode! Of course, I have to pair this chat with a kindness tip, as always. It's springtime, the flowers are coming out, the sun is shining, And I think a beautiful kindness tip is to participate in spring cleaning. Now, I don't mean that in the insanely ambitious sense of taking your whole house and redecorating it and throwing a million things away. You know, I do mean in the sense that it's nice to take stock and donate your clothing that you're not gonna use. I recently saw my amazing friend Amanda, who reminded me of an awesome life hack to realize what clothes you don't use, and that's to hang up all your clothes on the hanger the opposite way. So you kind of face them the other way, you know what I mean? That's a little bit more awkward. And then throughout the year, as you use them, you put them back the regular way. And then at the end of the year, you see which clothing items you didn't use because they're facing the awkward way. You know, I don't know if that made sense. You could probably Google a diagram, but that's not your kindness tip. That's just a little bonus random life hack. So again, I do think you can donate clothes, you can donate extra items of food, you can maybe buy people flowers. These are just lovely spring things to do. But what I mean when I say spring cleaning here on the podcast is for you to take mental stock of the people in your life, the things in your life that are no longer serving you. So essentially, it's cleaning up your mental health. I think we all have routines, we all have people in our lives that aren't necessarily serving us anymore. And I know how that sounds. It sounds so icky to think a person isn't serving you, quote unquote. But life is about awareness, like we said in this interview today. And it's about realizing what's adding to your life, what's adding to your growth. And there are ways to grow away from situations without hurting anybody's feelings. There are kind ways to do that. And so try and spring clean yourself in a kind way. It's a really wonderful thing to do this time of year before summer hits and just start fresh, because I want the best for all of you and I want you all to have the happiest days that you can. Speaking of, I would love to see what you're up to, so let's connect on social media at Art of Kindness Pod and at Rob Peter Paul. You can also email us at artofkindnesspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, friends, so much again for tuning in. I hope this episode was wonderful and made sense. This was a quick turnaround. You are getting this episode hot off the press. I just did this interview the day before this is coming out, so yesterday, but if you're listening in the future, it might not be yesterday, it might be like a year ago or whenever, I don't even know, but hello, people of the future. I hope it's a more wonderful place to be. Anyway, I'll be back soon. I love you all, and I give you the biggest audio hug possible. Remember, until next time, everything's gonna be a-okay.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.